Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Well, lots of people are giving out recipes for the season, and most of them are pretty high calorie as well as very yummy. So I thought, well, let's talk about something in your kitchen that you do not eat by the spoonfuls. You probably end up eating some because it's in a lot of baked goods. It's called baking soda. So, actually it is used in a lot of baked products. And the reason is because that it releases bubbles of carbon dioxide when it interacts with the acid and liquid. And, of course, it then is a leavening agent. So we like it in muffins, we like it in cake, we like it in quick breads. It does get used in recipes mostly that have some other acidic ingredient, such as, orange juice, lemon juice, even brown sugar is acidic. And so you have to have some of that in there for the baking soda to work with. But I keep a small container really handy because I use it much more for other uses around the house and especially in the kitchen than for baking. And by the way, when I said we'd give you a recipe, you can make baking soda. I'm not sure why you'd want to do that because you can buy it at a very low price. And unless you're going to do some kind of science experiment, you probably don't want to make it at home. But it's at home, sodium chloride, carbon dioxide, water, and ammonia in the right proportions will give you baking soda. It was, by the way, sort of found out about, discovered back in 1791 by a French chemist. And it actually was not produced in the United States for sale until 1839. But I'm sure people were using it long ago before somebody said, oh, this is what this is. Other uses. And also I want to hear before we end, tell you about testing for the ability for it to still be good because it does have a shelf life, but we'll kind of do that at the end. Well, health uses, you can use it as an antacid, and you can put it 2 tablespoons in your baby's bath water to help relieve diaper rash. Also, it can be applied to rashes, insect bites, poison ivy, any of those kinds of things. It can be applied directly. Or, for instance, if your body has rash in a number of places, take a bath in baking soda water. We mentioned for antacid, for heartburn, take a teaspoon of baking soda mixed with 1/2 glass of water. And I've known people, I'm sure you have too, who have used that for a lot of years. You can freshen your mouth by gargling 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda mixed with water. And you can relieve, not necessarily cure, but relieve a canker sore pain by using it as a mouthwash. For a completely different use around the home, I'm thinking this would be good for grandmas to think about. If they have grandchildren come and they just don't know what else to do, or they don't happen to have any modeling clay on hand, you can make modeling clay by combining 1 1/4 cups of water and 1 cup of cornstarch with baking soda. And it's fun to play with, actually. If you haven't tried that, you may want to try it. Well, around the kitchen, there's a long list of things. And one of my favorites is to remove baked-on stuff, crud, so on, that gets on your, especially the corningware, or actually if you have something that's burned in a pan, baking soda can help remove that. I have a corningware casserole dish that has a design on it, and so the little brown baked-in things get in those little grooves, and baking soda is the best thing to take those off. If you have a really badly baked-in pan, put the baking soda and water in the pan, let it soak, or you can even put it on a burner and really get the water hot. Let it soak, and all that burned stuff will usually come off pretty easily. You can open a partially clogged drain by using 1/2 cup of baking soda followed with 1 cup of vinegar, and of course that creates all sorts of bubbling reaction to get down into the drain, and then follow it by hot water. You might just want to do that as a prevention, maybe once a week, once a month, every once in a while, and just to keep those drains clear and smelling good. What about, you make bean soup and you soak the beans ahead of time. If you want to cut down on the resulting gas in our systems, you can sprinkle a teaspoon of baking soda in the water when you soak the beans. Baking soda makes an effective cleaner and deodorizer for your refrigerator. And I know lots of people have that box of baking soda sitting there, and it's probably not as effective after a while as when you're cleaning the refrigerator. Just sprinkle a little on a damp sponge and clean the inside of the refrigerator. You could also use it in your dishwasher, for instance. Rinse it clean, and it will look good and smell good, too. And your oven is another appliance where you can use baking soda to help get off the baked-on kinds of things and just clean it up. Remove strong odors from your hands every once in a while. And maybe it's garlic, maybe it's onion, maybe there's some other smell that you've gotten on your hands because you're working with that kind of thing. Just rub a little baking soda on your hands, rinse off, and away will go the odor. I use it a great deal because I have a ceramic top range, and it's just a gentle scrubber. And so it just takes a little bit on, again, the damp cloth, damp sponge, wipe it off, and it will clean it up really easily. For your dishes to look sparkling, well, you can buy a lot of products, but you might want to just add a spoonful to your dishwasher before you turn it on. You can remove scratches and crayon marks from your vinyl floor. And if you've had a thermos or some other closed container for a while that smells a little like the coffee that was in it, or you have some other stale odor, put some baking soda dry in there, let it stand, and then fill it with hot water, let it stand a little longer, and you probably will get rid of that stale odor. What about, did you ever have a plastic bread wrapper stick to your toaster? Well, you can remove it with baking soda. What about the laundry room? Baking soda is a laundry booster. Pour half a cup of baking soda in every washer load of laundry. And if you're bleaching clothes, it works okay with the bleach too. A safe combination to use. And in the bathroom, we haven't talked about that yet. One part baking soda mixed with two parts of ground oatmeal. You're going to put this on your face. You're not going to eat it. Here's another recipe that's not edible. One part baking soda mixed with two parts of ground oatmeal makes a great scrub for your face. Again, you can buy products that cost lots of money to do this same thing, but you can do it right at home with your baking soda and oatmeal. Mix together the two ingredients. Add enough water to make a paste. Rub the paste onto your face, avoiding the eye area. And leave it on for a few minutes, then just gently remove it with plenty of cool water. And it will take away all of that old dead skin that's there, and your face will feel noticeably soft and smooth. We haven't mentioned using it as a teeth whitening product. You can buy lots of those on the market, but keep some plain old baking soda handy. Dip your toothbrush into the baking soda every time you brush, and it will whiten your teeth and help clean your breath as well. You can use baking soda like we used to use Babbel. Anybody remember Babbel? Anyhow, as a cleanser, again, to clean your sinks in the bathroom, bathtubs, toilets, as well as those stainless steel kitchen sinks, which I didn't mention before. And it won't scratch any of those. And remember, too, anything that's chrome, those chrome finishes that are on your laundry room handles. But thinking about that, you could also use it on your car wheels or any place you have chrome. Baking soda is a great gentle scrubber. Here's one of those magic things. Hairbrushes and combs pick up loose hair and they get oily and don't look so great. I lay them in a container, sprinkle on some baking soda, pour hot water over them, and they absolutely magically will be clean. What about your hair itself? If your hair is a little duller, it might be because of buildup of shampoo. So mix a teaspoon of baking soda in your shampoo the next time you wash your hair, and the soda will remove any buildup and leave your hair soft. Most of these I have used, not all of them, I'd say, but one that is interesting to me, we're going to switch to the garage. Wipe your windshield with baking soda to repel rain. And scatter it on greasy spots on the garage floor. Scrub it and rinse it. And you can buy those little hanging pine trees or other things to keep your vehicle smelling fresh. If you need a freshener in your vehicle, fill up the ashtrays with baking soda. Let them stand for a while, and the soda will absorb the odors and freshen the interior. Also, corroded battery terminals can make your car or truck or whatever refuse to start. You can eliminate the problem by periodically cleaning the terminals with a paste made of baking soda and water. Wipe the paste and grunge off with a clean rag. Lots of various uses. You know, if in doubt, you can use baking soda because it's going to be safe. Finally, before we end, I want to talk about the shelf life is a year to 18 months. And if you've had it a while and you wonder if it's really going to be effective, especially in baking, it mix it with just a small, like a fourth of a teaspoon of baking soda. Drop on some acid, like a bit of vinegar, and if needs to bubble really well to say that it's good. If it's not quite so good, I'd say get some new for baking, but you could still use it for a lot of cleaning. Hey, get out that baking soda. Keep it handy because it's a good, inexpensive, all-around duty in your house. And until next time, gifts of love are surely the basic ingredients of a truly Merry Christmas.